The Osgood File, sponsored by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Let's see, this is a tough choice. Do we want to eat or do we want to turn our corn crop into a fuel additive which was supposed to create less greenhouse gases but actually may create more? Puzzle that out for a moment. First this. As farmers crunch through their fields to see what's left in the midst of the worst drought in 50 years, the question arises, if we're going to lose a big chunk of the corn crop, why would we keep paying farmers to turn so much of it into ethanol? Well, to make ourselves independent of foreign oil, you quickly answer. However, it turns out that one of the few things that left-leaning environmentalists and right-leaning free marketers agree on is that the ethanol from corn program isn't making us less dependent on foreign oil and isn't reducing greenhouse gases. In fact, it's doing just the opposite. But, drought or no drought, the government still requires that gasoline include a minimum amount of ethanol, a requirement which last year meant that 40% of the corn crop was gobbled up by engines, leaving less for people and for livestock farmers like David Harden. With his corn crop turning brown, he can't feed his hogs, which means...
We're actually having to go out and buy corn on the open market to feed our hogs through the next year.
And you'll be reimbursing him when you buy his ham or his bacon or his pork chops, even as you drive your groceries home on the energy from the ethanol that's causing the problem. Somebody remind me who thought this was a good idea. Oh, that's right, corn farmers and their congressional representatives who are refusing to waive the ethanol requirement. See, even our farmers are divided over what to do with the corn. Although, I did find this video on YouTube.
Let's do a batch of rheumatism medicine. You see what I'm saying?
Amazing how a little corn mash, a little sugar, a little yeast can make you forget all about that drought stuff, and everything else for that matter. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.